Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm Michael Corman. This is a podcast about meditation, radical acceptance, music, art, and things that we absolutely should never do. That's what I'm going to be talking about today, things that we shouldn't do. And you're not going to like this episode. I hope. That's my hope. Let's find out. Today, I'm going to talk about mistakes. What to do about mistakes. Why you make mistakes. Are mistakes good? Are they bad? What's the deal with mistakes? Let's get into it. Nobody likes mistakes, right? Everybody hates them. That's just how it is. That's what we're taught. We're taught to hate mistakes. We're taught to hate ourselves if we make mistakes. We're taught to try to avoid them. We try to correct them. We try to fix them. We try to prevent them. We blame ourselves. We blame other people when they make mistakes. Okay? A mistake, that's the devil, right? That's the thing you have to avoid. That's the worst possible thing ever, is that a mistake can happen. You could make a mistake. You could try your best and make a mistake. When I was in college, I had a poster on the wall. It was one of these motivational posters, okay? They were very popular back then. I don't know if they still are, but this was a demotivational poster. This wasn't a motivational poster, okay? But it was like a parody of the motivational poster, you know? It had a guy, some kind of athlete, okay? He had his head in his hands. He was dejected, and it had a caption that said, "Failure when your best just isn't good enough." Sometimes your best isn't good enough. You know, what are you going to do about that? You know, you were taught in school that that's a horrible thing. You're taught that you're supposed to try your best. You're taught that you had to succeed. This can get so abstract and philosophical. You know, what's the point of that? Does that do anything for you? Doesn't do anything for me. I hate that. I hate philosophy. Philosophy is the worst. Philosophy is like the biggest mistake ever. I think we should avoid philosophy altogether. I think we should we should blame ourselves if we get involved in it. Philosophy is like, it's like a drug, you know? People get into philosophy because they have this need to, I don't know. What is it? I used to be into philosophy. I did. I read about it. You know, it was the thing. I used to like it. It was fun. It was philosophical. It was like, it made me think about things. I don't know, made me feel smart. I don't know what it was. But nowadays, no, not my thing. Can't stand it. Philosophy is the worst. It's a waste of time. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to do philosophy anymore. But the things that I say sound like philosophy. I get that. This is not philosophy. It just isn't. That's not what I'm doing here. These are practical tips. These are brain hacks. These are they're exercises. It's entertainment. It's not philosophy. There's nothing intellectual about this. There's nothing academic about this. There's no absolute truth here. Oh, believe me. If you're coming here for absolute truth, look elsewhere, please. I don't want to be held to that standard. You know, you have to come up with your own absolute truth. Like, you realize this, right? Like, I'm just a guy just sitting here talking. Like, do you understand that? Like, I don't want to hear anybody complaining to me. "Oh, Michael, why did you said that, but you contradicted yourself what you said earlier," or, "No, that's not my experience. That's not how I see it," or, "No, I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything like that. I'm not interested in being logically sound. No interest in it. I've mastered logic. You know that? I'm good at logic. I know in all probability more than you do about logic. I've studied it at a very advanced level. and have lost interest in it because it doesn't do what it promises to do. It doesn't answer questions. So forget it. No logic here. No interest in it. Sorry. Sorry, I know that that's not politically correct, that that's not the way a good intellectual does things. That's not the way smart people do things, right? Smart people are supposed to be logically sound. Sure. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, you're holding me to that standard for what reason? It's not the game I'm playing. It's not. That's not what we're doing here. So I'm just, you're gonna regret that. I'm gonna give you a really hard time if you think that, if you're holding me to the standards of logic, okay? I'm gonna contradict myself all over the place. I have no problem with it. None at all. I love it. I love contradictions. I used to hate them. It used to be like that was the goal, was to eliminate all contradictions. But I don't care about that anymore. Because contradictions there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing bad about them. And sometimes you have to find contradictions. Like the contradiction is sometimes that's where you can actually resolve the tension that you've been trying to resolve, is by finding the contradiction and just kind of sitting there for a while. It's this illusion, like this idea that I'm a person, like this coherent, consistent entity that somehow is responsible for my previous actions, or I don't even get what it's supposed to be. I guess I believed it at one point, but I don't get it anymore. So for now, I'm just gonna, you know, I call it the fun house. You know, if you give me a hard time about something, then I'll give you a free ticket to the fun house. Okay? The name is misleading. You know, it's more fun for me than it is for you. Sorry about that. I'll give you a refund if you ask. So I don't care about logic. I don't take responsibility for my mistakes. Ooh, how about that? Ugh. Did I just say that? I don't take responsibility for my mistakes. Nope, don't care. I'll make mistakes left and right. Not my problem. Sounds like your problem. You're the one complaining. That's funny. I don't care. Don't care. I'm not the one who made the mistake. Like, I didn't. Didn't. You think I'm crazy. You think I'm crazy, or you think I'm splitting hairs, or I'm being overly technical, or what? I don't know. What do you think I'm doing? You think I'm just being difficult? You think I'm just... I guarantee you that 99% of you who are listening to this are not taking it seriously. You're not considering that what I'm saying, I'm giving you homework exercises right now. You don't consider that. Probably because I'm not being clear about it, right? Is that what it is? I don't know. You know, I try being clear sometimes. Still, nope. People don't hear it. You know, I've said this to piano students. I said this to all kinds of people. Give very explicit instructions and they don't hear it. I don't even get it. Like, I don't know. Is there something wrong with the way I speak? Is there somehow, I don't know, what is it? Do I speak a different dialect of English than everyone else? Sometimes I wonder, like, is it a language barrier? But I mean, I'm serious. Like, this is a serious question. I'm asking a question. No, you don't see it that way. You think this is a rhetorical question. Okay. You think I'm being funny. You think this is a comedy routine. Uh-huh. That makes sense. Ugh. This is why logic doesn't work, because I can't, like, you can try to be as logically precise as you want, but if the person you're talking to is playing a different game than you are, then what? I mean, you can't have a conversation. It doesn't matter how correct you're being. You know, if you're trying to justify something and the other person is trying to, they're doing something else. Logic works very well when everybody's on the same page, when everybody is trying to get to the bottom of something according to the rules of logic, then it works. Sure. You know, when you have two mathematicians discussing the proof of a theorem, it works. You can use logic because it's a common language. When you have a piano teacher trying to give instructions to a student, it doesn't work because the teacher is trying to do one thing. The student is trying to do something else. You know, usually what it is that the teacher is trying desperately to feel like a competent teacher, you know, to please their parents, the teacher's parents, right? From when they were a kid and they were traumatized. They were told they weren't good enough. They were told they were never allowed to make mistakes. So what they're doing is they're trying to put this onto the student to try to get the student to do tricks so that the teacher can feel, oh, I'm good at something. You know, I'm a good teacher. At least there's that. And the student's trying to do something else. The student is trying to protect themselves from the teacher is usually what it is. The student's trying to assert independence from the teacher. The student is trying to figure out what's the thing I need to say to the teacher so that the teacher will get off my back, or so that the teacher will give me a good grade, or the teacher will somehow praise me, or somehow just leave me alone, or something like that. There's that kind of antagonistic relationship between the teacher and the student. That's always there. It's exceedingly rare that it's not. I've seen it a few times. But almost always, it's the teacher and the student are enemies. Piano teachers hate their students. They hate them. I mean, go on Facebook, join one of these groups. I mean, you have to be a piano teacher, but you know, whatever. I'm sure you can find a way to see these posts. 80% of posts are simply just teachers complaining about students. That's it. Maybe another percentage is just, again, trying to find ways to like, how do I get my student to do this thing so that I can feel competent? Because the whole attitude is that mistakes are bad. The whole attitude is that the whole thing has, you can't mess anything up. Because messing things up is terrifying. When you mess something up, you try to do something and it doesn't work. What do you do with that? Well, sometimes I say mistakes are good. Okay, then, you know, even people who, you know, everybody knows, right, that you have to make mistakes in order to learn, right? We all know that. We've seen the memes on Instagram, right? Everybody knows this. You hear it. You got to make mistakes. Nobody believes that. They all say, well, yeah, you got to make mistakes, but, you know, if you're trying hard, you know, it's not about the mistakes. It's about how you recover from the mistakes. Oh, come on. No, it's not. You know, I want to use profanity here, okay, but I don't know if I want the podcast to be censored or I don't know what the ins and outs of that are, so I'm going to refrain from saying what I want to say. But no. See, that's the attitude. That even if I get someone who says, yeah, mistakes are necessary, it's always like, yeah, it's a necessary evil. No, mistakes are a necessary good. See, the mistake is the path. That's how you get there. That's how you learn what you're trying to learn. You make mistakes and you see where you went wrong. What went wrong? What are you telling me I'm wrong because I made a mistake? Yeah, I'm telling you, you're wrong. It's like the definition of wrong. Come on, get over yourself. Like, I'm sick of this. This is a conversation I'm really sick and tired of having. You know what? I'm done with you. Done with you. I don't even want to even have the conversation because I don't care. I don't care about any of this. It's like, you know, mistakes. Mistakes are a necessary good. Okay? If you want to learn a skill, any skill. Okay, this is too generic. Okay? And this is why it sounds like philosophy. I get it. Okay. And I talk like that because it's true, right? This is the same for every skill. Nobody wants to hear that. I get it. Everyone's suspicious. I know that's how it is. You know, you've heard You've heard a million people tell you things, give you advice, talk to you about how to do this, how to do that. You want these results, you do that. You want to lose 20 pounds, do this. You want $1 million, do that. So when I'm sitting here talking to you, then you're suspicious. And it goes back a long time. It goes back to your early childhood when you had to deal with teachers who weren't interested in your actual development, but they were interested in proving that they are good teachers, competent people, that they are worthy in the eyes of their parents, so that they can feel safe and so that they can rest assured that they are not going to be left alone in the wilderness to die of starvation or to be eaten by wild animals or abducted by aliens. I get it. That's a lot of pressure. You know, I've been in the wilderness, you know, I've been outside. I know it's scary. It can be, especially at night. You know, you hear some sound over in the distance. Can't see. What could be over there? What could be lurking behind those bushes? Who knows? Is there more than one of them? I don't know. That's scary. There's a whole genre, horror movies, that are based on this. This idea of just like what's lurking in the darkness. This is the pressure. This is what the teachers are feeling. They feel that. You know, what's lurking in the darkness? I don't want to find out. Better make sure that the student progresses. Better make sure that the student has a smile on their face. That the student's parents are happy. Better make sure, because if not, what does that mean? What does that mean for the teacher? The teacher who is now a failure. That's the way people are. That's how students are now, because they've been exposed to these teachers, years and years and years of this. And so when I'm sitting here teaching in that role, what happens? And what happens if I make a mistake? I, as the teacher, make a mistake. The student does what? Ah, gotcha. You're not so perfect after all, are you? Did I say I was perfect? What kind of idiot are you? Why would you, like, what are you talking about? Why do you think a teacher is supposed to be perfect? Look, I get it, because your teachers punished you over and over and over again for not being perfect. Stands to reason that you would jump on the opportunity to point out their flaws. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, it's screwed up. It does. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and defend this system, this whole setup. Like, this is education. This is how we're going to learn. This is how we're going to teach. God help us. That's all I can say. No, there's no help for us. What help are you looking for? You're not looking for help. People who want to learn things don't look for help. Most people would rather just say, oh no, I'm not good enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not strong enough, not smart enough, not fast enough, whatever it is. Like, why do you even bother? Why do you bother? You have to make mistakes. See, the job of the teacher is not to teach you anything. What does that mean? I don't know. Why didn't you figure it out? No, you can't. Because you would rather just say, oh, Michael, well, you're obviously just, you don't know anything. You don't know anything about what you're talking about. So therefore, why would I ever learn from you? That's what you're going to say. Okay, fine. Why would you ever learn from me? I don't care. You see, I'm just trying to mess up right now, okay? That's why I'm making this podcast. I'm trying to be a horrible teacher. You know that? I'm not trying to justify anything to you. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm trying to totally mess everything up. That's it. 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 You've never had a teacher who did that. None of your teachers in school did that. They all tried their hardest not to mess up. Maybe you had a couple good ones who probably just didn't care. They probably didn't last too long anyway. No, Michael, you don't know what you're talking about. My teachers were great. Okay, so what? Oh, I guess I was wrong. Well, why would I listen to you then? I don't know. Why are you listening to me? Like, this is, like, you should take some responsibility for this. I am not going to take responsibility. Let me be clear about that. I want to send that message loud and clear. I will not take responsibility for your messed up psychology. Okay? That's your problem. It's not my problem. Stop making it my problem. I need to have guests on this. You know, this is like, I'm just talking to myself here. Like, what is this? Is this entertaining to you? I hope it is. I hope I get some feedback on this. I hope you rate this on Apple Podcasts. I hope you give me a 1-star rating too. I'm serious. I hope I get a 1-star rating from you. I don't want any more 5-star ratings. Come on. Let's get serious here. Why do you think I'm trying to do a good job? That's what you think. That's because you spend all day long trying to do a good job. Everything you do has to be perfect. No, Michael, that's because I take pride in my work. That's because I want to do a good job, because I care about the results, because I want to do good things, and I want to... What is it? Like, can't you have an original thought of your own? Like, you're just echoing what you heard from somebody. Like, what, you want to take pride in your work? Why? Who cares?
Because it feels good when I do a good job. It feels good going to sleep at night knowing I did my best.
Okay. Really? I don't feel good when I know I did my best. That's what tends to be when I feel pretty bad, when I did my best. Because the reason I do my best is because I'm trying to please people who hold power over me, who are going to punish me if I don't do my best. That's why I do my best. It's why you do your best too. But for some reason, you're not telling the story that way. I don't know why. I feel best when I do my worst. Like right now, you know? Like I am kidding you not. I had no idea what I was going to talk about when I started recording this episode. I didn't know what the topic was going to be. I didn't know. I started recording and I said, this episode is going to be about yoga. And then I paused and deleted that. And I said, no, this episode is going to be about mistakes. I didn't know what I was going to say. I don't know these things. Like, what do I know? I know nothing. So why are mistakes good? Because that's how you learn. That's it. You make a mistake and you learn. So listen, if I wanted to learn a new skill, okay, this is what I would do. I would find ways of creating experiences for myself where I would make as many mistakes as I possibly could. That's it. Now, some skills you can do this easily and some you can't. If you want to learn to play the piano, easy. If you want to learn to draw, easy. If you want to learn to speak a foreign language, easy. It's very, very easy to make mistakes in these fields and to do it safely, you know, make a mistake. So what? You're learning French and you don't know how to speak French. And so you talk to somebody in French and you have no idea what you're saying. What's the problem? No problem. They're going to laugh at you. Okay, who cares? See, you're practicing French, whatever. That's how you do it. Playing the piano, same thing. You play the piano, make a mistake, play a wrong note.
Oh, but Michael, who's to say what's a mistake? Why does everything have to be labeled as good or bad, correct or not?
Go away. Ugh. I don't want to have that conversation. It's a mistake. Look, this is your word. You defined mistake. You know, I don't know how anybody, you know, communication, like, I don't know how people do it. I can't figure this out. I'm trying to figure it out. That's why I'm doing this. I'm trying to figure out how to utter a sentence, a single sentence that another human being will understand, but I can't figure out how to do it because I have all you idiots that are following me around the internet, just waiting for me to say something like that. Something like that, where you can finally get it. You can finally get that revenge that you wanted to take out on your first grade teacher, but that wasn't an opportunity because she was three times your size. So what were you supposed to do then? And now here's me. Here's Michael Corman. Totally unsuspecting. Totally vulnerable. Unable to fight back. And you launch your attack. Congratulations. Good for you. I mean it. That's great, you know? That's an accomplishment, a long time coming. You know, you should feel good about that. I hope you can sleep well tonight knowing that you did your best today. Because that's real work you've done. But from my point of view, yeah, that sucks because yet again, it turns out that my audience is only interested in tearing me down and never really cared to hear what I had to say in the first place. Ah, what am I going to do about that one? I don't know. I'm trying to screen you guys out earlier in the process. I've done a pretty good job, I have to say. Lost a ton of Facebook friends, lost a ton of Instagram followers. Not that I had that many to begin with, but the few that I had, I lost a ton of them. These are every one of them. It's like a load off my shoulders. It's just this free space. I can't tell you how good that feels, knowing that that person is not, they're not in my life anymore. They're not going to be the problem. Whatever the problem is, it's not going to be them. You know, I used to think that it was my job to make them happy. It was my job to make sense. It was my job. If I was trying to explain something, it was the burden of proof was on me. Nope, not anymore. The burden of proof is on the one who's complaining. Not on me. If you want to listen to what I have to say, listen. If you want to complain about it, go ahead. That's your issue, not mine. So, I don't even remember what I was saying. I have no idea. That's how distracting you people are.
Well, Michael, you know, you're going to talk to your audience that way. Good luck getting followers that way.
Good job. Good job. You really showed me that time. You really stuck it to me. It's fantastic, you know? It is. You people are great. It's a wonderful, wonderful kind of thing here that we've got going on here.
But Michael, but just say what you mean. Come on. Why do you always have to be... You can't just say it, just like you keep stuttering and you keep changing the subject and you keep trying to argue with people. Why do you have to be so argumentative? Why can't you just say it? Just be helpful. Just be positive.
No. No. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. The people who say this kind of thing to me, they're never coaches of mine, okay? These are always my friends, okay? The people who are, I don't know what it is. Don't know why you do it. I can guess, you know, I can guess why you do it. You're not going to like my guess, so I'm not going to say it. But I'm wise to you. I know what's going on here. Let's see. Wow, this episode is going to suck, that's for sure. Nice. This is well-researched. This is a well-planned, well-structured... I don't even know the end of the sentence. Don't even know. One star, I'm telling you. One star. I'm handing it to you. I couldn't make this easier. If I tried, I couldn't make it easier. Mistakes. This is a mistake. Yeah, but there are some things where you can't make mistakes, right? How do you learn brain surgery? How do you learn to drive a race car? I don't know. What do I know? Why do you ask me that? What, you think that I know? You think I know how to drive a race car? I have no clue. If I wanted to learn to drive a race car, that's what I would do. I would get in the car and I'd drive it and I would crash as many times as I could. Is that a bad idea in a race car? Probably. Yeah, maybe it's hard to learn to drive a race car. I don't know. I really don't. But I would do whatever, you know, I would find whatever mistakes I could make, you know, and I would structure it that way. I would structure my practice that way. So I made mistakes. Okay. I don't know what they are. Hopefully you can do it somehow where that's not going to be a risk. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Probably to some extent you can't. You know, maybe a simulation of some kind. That might work. You know, if you could get a simulation that's realistic enough, it would work. If you can't, then you're going to have to, you have to be a little bit more creative with it. You know, you're going to have to come up with something that's similar enough. Because that's the thing. Make mistakes. Do I need to justify this? Like, I don't even know. I don't know. I've never had this conversation with somebody who had any interest in understanding what I was talking about. So I guess I'm just dumping this all on you. Yeah. Hopefully in the future I'll have a podcast where I give some helpful tips. I think I've given enough. I think there's a ton of helpful tips in this episode. Not that you're hearing any of them. Because you're loving it. You just love it how insecure I sound and how it's like, ugh, that's like so, you, I know it. I know it. You're like, listen to this guy. Listen to how paranoid he is. Listen to how, that's what you're saying. It's what you're saying to your friends. I know it. I know it. I've heard people say this stuff. I think I might have said it at some point. So all of that's just making it impossible for you to hear what I'm saying, which is your loss, not mine. That sounds even more defensive, right? I know how it works. So you tell me what you want. You tell me what game you want to be playing here. Because I'm playing my game and I'm having a blast doing it. Okay? So I win. You lose. Ooh. Listen to me talk down to my audience. Listen to that. Listen to the arrogance. Can you imagine? Like, listen to this. Like, this is me here. Like talking to people who are listening to me. Not for long, right? Because I'm making mistakes. Do you understand that? No. I could spell it out. Should there be a moral to this story? Is that going to help anything? Ugh. You people have problems. Okay. So this has been fun. This has been a fun day. You have no idea. You don't understand anything. You're so fixed in your little fixed world. You don't understand what it means to grow or change. You have no idea of that. Because your whole thing is just about holding on to what you have. You cannot possibly argue with me without proving my point. That's why I love saying stuff like this. But you won't see it. You'll just crucify me. I get it. Ugh. Well, I might as well get all this out now, but while I'm still here. Okay, but I'll continue the next time. Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening. I hope this was useful for you. I hope you can take something away from this. I hope you can turn this into... I hope this can be inspiring for you. It's not going to be, right? This is not inspiring. This is inspiring you to what? Leave a 1-star review, please, 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 please. Okay. Yep, Apple Podcasts. That's where you should do it. Apparently, that's where people get their podcasts. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone, so I don't know how any of that works. Maybe I'll get one day. I hate to get one. I don't like call. But at the same time, I do like technology that works, and maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Because the stuff I have right now isn't really working too well. Okay. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.